at the 2018 World Credit Union Conference in Singapore, of all places. We're practically on the other side of the world. We are on the other side of the world, and we are here with Kelly McGiffin, First Ontario Credit Union CEO. How are you, Kelly?
I'm good. After a long trip, I'm good.
I bet. When did you get here?
I can't even remember. Like Friday morning, I think.
That's the way everybody is here. I think I got here Friday, Saturday, one of those days. But anyway, well, welcome. And just off the bat here, do you have any expectations for the show this year? What do you want to take away? Anything in particular?
No, I don't really have any takeaways. I think opening the discussion about what we're doing and how we're working with our regulators to make it happen is an important discussion.
No doubt. Mm-hmm. Especially on a global level. And so tomorrow you're going to be on a panel talking about that very same thing, innovation regulation. So can you give us a quick summary on what you plan to talk about and what will transpire?
Yeah, in Canada anyways, we're looking at some real challenges with how credit unions have operated for a number of years, mostly on a margin model. And we want to and need to move our organizations to a different financial model. And in order for that to happen, we have to have regulatory buy-in and in some cases, regulatory change. Mm-hmm. And so we've been working very closely with both the government and the regulators to make that happen.
Okay. Very cool. Very cool. And so how important is this today to credit unions, especially in Canada, and then maybe even trickle, you know, down to the states and across the world? I mean, what's the significance of this right now?
Well, that's exactly what my presentation is about tomorrow, is how important this is to credit unions across Canada. Mm-hmm. Many of them are still relying on 80 to 90% of their total income from margin, and margin is declining rapidly.
Oh, really?
So we really have to change our model to find new diverse income sources. So being able to invest members' monies into things other than just loans and mortgages becomes a critical sustainability factor for most credit unions.
Yeah, so it's time to get a little creative, I guess, for lack of a better term.
It is. I mean, it's a model that's used by the large banks in Canada now, and we certainly wouldn't be investing in the same kinds of things, right. But I think we have to be creative. And anytime you're creative in financial services, the regulators' ears perk up, and rightfully so. So it's about the process to get there.
Yeah, it was a bad choice of words because I know creative people tend to go, what?
You
know?
Yeah.
So any other expectations what's on the horizon for this stuff? How do we close out the year? Because we're already over halfway through, believe it or not. So how do we close out the year on this topic?
Well, I think what I'm looking forward to is dialogue about how people have built relationships with their regulators, how they've been able to educate their regulators to the real relevant challenges that the industry faces, and to even talk about what are some of the creative ways that they're raising capital and improving their lot.
Yeah, I mean, kind of case study type stuff, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have any examples? Do you have any examples that you could share to kind of maybe spark some ideas for some other folks out there?
Yeah, we'll be sharing some of the activities that we've undertaken with First Ontario. They're not dissimilar to some of the activities that other large credit unions have taken on. But a more focused approach. And we've modeled our new financial model, as we call it, on what the pension plans have done in Canada and the chartered bank. So I think it'll be an interesting topic.
Indeed. Well, we're going to be sitting on pins and needles. And if you guys are headed that way tomorrow, go check it out. Very important topics indeed. Kelly, thank you so much for stopping by.